We are learning Masechta Pesachim, Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 5 lines from the top of Kuf Amud Aleph. We learned in the Mishnah that Erev Pesach, Somach Lemincha, you're not allowed to eat, until Pesach you're not allowed to eat. And the Gemara brought down a Machlokes, Rav Yehuda and Rav Yosi, about every single Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, if you're allowed to eat after Mincha and on. So according to Rav Yehuda, you're not allowed to. According to Rav Yosi, Oichav Ha'olach Atchutach Shach. And the Gemara said that our Mishnah is a chiddush according to Rav Yosi, because according to Rav Yehuda, every Erev Shabbos is the same halacha as Erev Pesach. So our Mishnah says that's mashma Erev Pesach Davka. You're not allowed to eat. Atzeh Techshach is going according to Rav Yosi, and that's what Rav Huna tells us. Rav Huna tells us that's pshat in our Mishnah. So Gemara is a kasha. Rav Huna minicha. How could the Mishnah be good if you're Rav Huna? But Amar Rav Yirmi, Amar Rav Yechanan, Vitema Amar Rav Avo, Amar Rav Yosi. By Rav Chanina, halacha k'Rav Yehuda be'erev Pesach. The halacha is like Rav Yehuda be'erev Pesach, v'halacha k'Rav Yosi be'erev Shabbos. Now halacha k'Rav Yehuda be'erev Pesach, machlal the pligi Rav Yosi v'tavayu. So the problem is like this: that Rav Huna is learning that Rav Yosi is moedah erev Pesach, and therefore our mission is going with Rav Yosi. Means even though all erev Shabbos, erev Yontif, Yosi holds, you're allowed to eat the entire day. And Erev Pesach is made because of Chavivus mitzvah matzah, Hidda mitzvah of matzah, the Chiyuvah of matzah, and therefore even Rav Yosi agrees. And the kasha is that Rav Yirmi Seb Shem Rav Yechanan or Rav Avoh Seb Shem Rav Yechanina, the halacha k'Rav Yehuda b'Erev Pesach, halacha k'Rav Yosi b'Erev Shabbos, is mashma, halacha k'Rav Yehuda b'Erev Pesach, m'chal the pligi Rav Yosi b'Tavah, it's mashma Rav Yosi even argues in Erev Pesach. That Rav Huna say Rav Yosi is made in Erev Pesach, it's mashma he argues. When we say halacha k'Rav Yosi, but Erev Shabbos, halacha k'Rav Yosi b'Erev Pesach, we mean gavi something else, gavi mafsikim. Zok tomorrow, b'avsoka, we're talking about avsoka. Loi, halacha m'chlal the pligi b'avsoka. Halacha means that they're arguing b'avsoka. What's avsoka? The talent in a b'risa. Mafsikim l'shabbos, it's the Rav Yehuda. That means in a case where you started b'heter, according to Rav Yehuda, it means you started before Mincha Ketana, which means you start on 4 and 9 hours, start a Suda, and it kept on going. And come Shabbos, you have to stop your Suda, which means, according to Tosfos, that you take away the table and you bench. You have to bench. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. You have to stop a Suda, bench, and then make Kiddush and start a Suda again. Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have to stop. You continue eating. What does mean you continue eating? You continue eating the whole entire Suda, even on Shabbos. When you finish the Suda, after the Suda, you make Kiddush. That's what you do. After the Suda, you make Kiddush. Make Kiddush after the Suda. Umaisa Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. That's the Machlokes Rav Yehuda Rav Yosi. Umaisa Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Yehuda Rav Yosi. Shoyim Mesubin Ba'aku. They were sitting eating Suda together. It was Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and Rav Yehuda Rav Yosi. The two Atanaim were arguing. They were sitting in the same Suda. Shoyim Mesubin Ba'aku. V'kiddush Leim Ayoyim. And it became Shabbos. Obviously, they started Behetav because Rav Yehuda was there. Rav Yehuda was holding out to eat a Suda after Mincha Ketana. And it was talking about on Erev Shabbos. So they were eating the Suda, and all of a sudden it became Shabbos. Omele Rav Shimon Gamil Rav Yosi, Berebi, which means Lashon Chashivas, because this is Rav Yosi Bachalafto, who is a god of Adar, is a Berebi, Ritzoncha Nafsik, maybe we should stop the Suda and bench now. V'necha Shudiv Rav Yehuda Chavreinu, and we should Chashish Rav Yehuda, who is sitting with us, let's be Chashish V'Hishita, and let's stop the Suda. Omele, so Rav Yosi tells him, all the time, you always mechav my words for Rabbi Yehuda. We know halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. When you have Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda passes on Rabbi Yosi. And v'achshav, now in front of me, you're gonna be machmir on Rabbi Yehuda. V'achshav at mechav the Rabbi Yehuda. V'fonai, you're in front of me, you're gonna be machmir on Rabbi Yehuda's words. Like gam lichvayish shal malka imi rebayis, which is from the Megillah. Here is a lashon. Also, he is saying in front of me, you're gonna start passing out like me. On Malay, okay, now that you made a macha, imkein loy nafsik, we better not stop. Because even if we just like, you know, punk stop, we don't have, you know, we want to do a chumrah, we shouldn't stop. Because if you're moicha and we still stop, people are going to think we're paskining like Rav Yehuda. Shema yira tamidim yikva alacha l'dairis. They're going to think that we're paskining like Rav Yehuda. Omru, they said, loy zazu misham achakavu halach Rav Yosi. They didn't move from there until they paskined like Rav Yosi, that you don't have to be mafsik. So let's just pass over what we learned over here. So we had here, we said that halacha on Erev Pesach Pasuk Rav Yehuda, on Erev Pesach Pasuk Rav Yehuda, like Rav Yosi on Erev Shabbos. So Gemara said, what do you mean? Rav Yosi agrees in Erev Pesach that you can't eat from Mincha and on. So the Torah says, it means you gotta be Havsaka. Means the gavri halacha zahav saka. So what's halacha zahav saka? We said the fear of Yehuda, you have to stop the suda to come Shabbos, bench, take away the shulchan, and start again. According to Rav Yossi, he says you don't have to continue eating. And on Erev Pesach, we don't go like that. That will be enough mina, that we don't pass Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi holds you continue eating the suda. Now, let's just figure out what's going on for Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi, we eat the suda until you bench. So when do you make Kiddush? So Tosfos and the Rambam speaks out later on, that what we do is make Kiddush after the suda. Make Kiddush after the suda. So, Frank Tosfos, how can you make Kiddush without a suda? You make Kiddush out of, ain't Kiddush on Makom Suda. So Tosfos answers, Kiddush Makom Suda, Kivin Shemi Yad Acha Suda Oysa Kiddush. It's right after suda you make Kiddush. But Oysa Suda, Oyla Loyla Suda Shabbos. And that Suda Shabbos. So first of all, the Kiddush is, even though I'm not eating it as a Suda Shabbos, it goes from Suda Shabbos. And so the Kiddush, we call Makom Suda, and the Kiddush make it after Suda. Frank Tosfos Akasha afterwards, what about Dal Kaisis? What do you do about Dal Kaisis? On Pesach, even he holds even on Pesach, can you eat him? So what do you do about Dal Kaisis? So he says like this. Tosfos says, it'll be a little bit out of order. He says, you're going to bench on a Kais, that'll be Kais number one. Then you take Kais of Kiddush. Then you eat some Yerukas. And then you make the Kais Shlishi. And then, that's for Manashtana. And then you eat maror, and then you eat the kais revi with halal. That's what you would do according to Rav Yossi. It means you have the whole dal kaisis without the suda. After the suda, you can have the dal kaisis. That's what would be the free Rav Yossi. But we're saying that we paskin all year round like Rav Yossi, but on Pesach, we're not going to paskin like Rav Yossi. Now, another point is like this, that this din that you continue eating is only if you're maschil beheter, according to Rav Yossi. So if you're Rav Yossi, on a regular Shabbos, you're allowed to eat the whole day. But on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat after Mincha Katana. If you start a Be'isr, according to Rav Yossi, after Mechtala, what? No, only the Gavi eating, we say Rav Huna.
No, that's because we try to shrug him up. But he holds that Erev Pesach, you have to stop,
no. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says this: Halacha k'Rav Yehuda b'Erev Pesach, Halacha k'Rav Yehuda b'Erev Shabbos. What do you mean? If everyone agrees b'Erev Pesach, what does it mean Halacha k'Rav Yehuda b'Erev Pesach? So at first, so it's the Gavi Hafsaka, because the Gavi eating, it's a Mishnah here. It says Erev Pesach, everyone agrees now start eating. Now start eating afterwards. But Gavi Hafsaka, even Rav Yehuda will agree. Even Erev Pesach Hafsaka, you don't have to stop. That's what the Dalak says. What?
So who does
that? And who does? Rav Huna said that this Mishnah says he now eats from Mincha and on is going according to Rav Yossi. So you don't have Hafsaka on Mishnah.
I understand. So how can you get to Hafsaka if you can't eat?
What? You started before. You started with Heter. So the whole halakha, as we're speaking out now, Tosfos is saying the whole Heter, the whole din of any Mavsik, only if you started with Heter. You started the Suda before 9.5 hours. You started the Suda at 3 o'clock. You started the Suda, and you kept eating straight through the Seder. According to Rav Yossi, you do not have to stop. That's the halacha. If you start up an isser, then you do have to stop. So that is this. That's the halacha of Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi holds that ain't mafsikin. Now, legabe halacha, how we paskin legabe every erev Shabbos v'yontiv, erev Pesach. Obviously, you can't start eating after mincha katana. What about every erev Shabbos v'yontiv? So it seems like we paskin like Rav Yossi for two reasons. First of all, like the Rashbam says. Because the Mishnah says only Erev Pesach in Allah to eat, so it's a Stam Mishnah, only Erev Pesach can't even put Mincha, Ketana, and on. And second of all, we always pass a Gracie Keneged Rav Yehuda. That's what Rashbam speaks out. Tosfos has a tzad from different Rishonim that maybe even according to Rav Yossi, you're not allowed to eat, but Lamaisa, it's avoiding the Gemara, not like that on base, like the Rashbam brings a rice. So how do we pass the Halacha Lamaisa? So in Shulchan Aruch, Legabi Hilcha Shabbos, talking about Erev Shabbos, in Reish Mem Tes Sif Beis, it says like this. Also, the kavoya be'erev Shabbos suda u'mishta she'ein erogel me'achol. You're not allowed to start a suda on erev Shabbos. Anytime erev Shabbos, a suda is not normal, a bigger suda than usual. What's the reason? They covered Shabbos. She'ikon Shabbos kutal lecha. She'ikon Shabbos ni'ah hungry b'chol yemechol. It's the whole day is part that iser. They're not allowed to eat a bigger suda. And where does that come from? It comes from there's a gemara that says there are two families were nifter because they used to make sudas on erev Shabbos, but the halacha is v'lecha v'lishtos b'lik v'yis suda afilu suda shiragav v'chal, even a regular suda shiragav v'chal kol yoyim mutter l'haschal min hadin ava mitzvah yimona melekvoy suda shiragav v'chal m'tesh shayis amayla. But the paschal amayla like Rav Yossi, v'etzim let eat the whole entire day, just for 9.5 hours, it's a mitzvah lechatchila to not be kavei any suda for 9.5 hours and on. But a regular suda be'etzem ikad is mutar like Rabbi Yosi, passes like Rabbi Yosi. And the Rama speaks out that if it's a suda that is man hayom, for example, bris milah or pidei ben, then it's mutar to even if it's a bigger suda, you let it have it at that on that day. That's the halacha of the Rama, and the Bialach even says even see him, if it lands up on that day, you're allowed to have on a Friday. But come on, we pass him the Ikir Adin like a base, you're allowed to eat the whole day. L'maisa mitzvah na mufchar, not to eat from Teish Shoyos v'mayla. So now that's all with Gabi eating Erev Shabbos, Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat min ha-din, and Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to eat min ha-din the whole day, but mitzvah na mufchar, not to eat the whole day. Om Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, L'gabi the Shaila of Mafsikin, Om Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Ein Halacha Loik Rav Yehuda, Loik Rav Yosi. We don't pass Kana like Rabbi Yehuda holds, you have to stop. That means you have to take away the shulchan and bench and then start again. B'lo Rabbi Yosi holds, you continue eating. Ella, we hold in between tzad. Pyrus, Mapel, Makadish. What you do is you Makadish in the middle of Suda, not like Rabbi Yosi. You cover the table with a cloth, and then you make Kiddush. What's Pshah in the Shita? So Rashbam learns that this Shita is talking not like Rabbi Yosi, not like Rabbi Yehuda. So how could Shmuel make up his own shita? So Rashbam explains that really you pass it like Rabbi Yosi. You don't have to stop. But he held that, let's do something. He said, let's do something. We cover the thing, we make kiddush. Just to copyright something. He said like this. We pass it like that. Don't finish with the make kiddush. First make kiddush, that's how the Rashbam learns. It's his own hachra, basically. And what are you covering the? Why are you covering the table for? So the Rashbam is super shatim. Either there's something called yikra de shabsa, that anytime you're making a Shabbos suda, you're supposed to cover the chalas because it's supposed to be clear that you're bringing out the chalas for Shabbos. So you're not supposed to bring it out before kiddush, according to the Gemara on base. You're supposed to bring it out after kiddush, according to the Gemara. And if you bring it out before, you're supposed to cover it. That's the pshat that the Gemara says Amud Beis. And here also, you're covering the food to show it's a Shabbos. That's one pshat. The other pshat is that it's a form of siluk shulchan, like similar to halacha of Rabbi Yehuda. So that's the paris map makadosh according to Shmuel. Tosfos holds that it says it's not Shmuel's own achra. It's really the shitas chacham that's brought down in the Yashami. He says Tosfos v'chinam dochak the Shmuel savak chachamim the hachisa b'Yashami the chacham holds the paris map. And he ends off, you have to know who the halacha is like, because here we're not sure if the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel. He's not sure who the halacha is like. But we pass in the halacha like Shmuel, they are Paris, Mapa, or Mekadosh.